and welcome to Marooned at MacBite's headquarters. A day
425.
Oh, Mike.
Yeah, 424.
Losing his mind. Is this because you've got a meeting and then you've got a match?
Yeah.
And it's kicking off again. Are you going to share all of that?
No.
Right.
Johnny's on a call.
What?
Johnny's on a call.
Oh, they can't do that to us. Jonathan, not acceptable. Anyway, how's everybody doing? How are we all doing? Been another busy day for me. Oh, I've now got stuff over the top of my window. Right, let's refresh. Hello, Renee. Congratulations. Hello, Sarah. Yes, indeed. I did tell Mike, refresh. Tell everybody to refresh. Hello, Jonathan.
Jonathan can't hear you. It's in a call.
No, I could say anything about young Jonathan and he'd have not a clue.
No.
Not a clue.
No.
Do you not feel he should put us first ahead of whatever this call is? I think so myself. Poor Jonathan. Oh, all is well with Sarah. That's fantastic. And Renee is pretty good. Do we have any new toys on order or anything like that? I've noticed that some people are getting shipping orders, shipping notifications for their toys, iMacs and iPads. Me? No. Sometime before Christmas, not prepared to share which one. But apart from that, I'm fine. I shall just sit here and nurse myself. Until it shows up. Now, I did mention in the email, though many of you won't have bothered seeing it, it may not even have arrived yet, there was a poll. This is most important. It was a poll on what new feature you want to see on the iPhone. And this was iPhone 13, so it's not even coming out till September, October time. Some of the things that people wanted surprised me. A compact phone. I don't know if that means a flip phone.
Those died with the Ark, didn't they?
Well, but they're making their comeback, aren't they? They are actually making a comeback. Mm. So, yeah, it could be that. What other things did they want? The return of the inbox charger was 12%, which I've got to agree with, but it should be the proper charger. Smaller notch was coming in at 8%. I'm trying to work out what colour that one is there. Is that the orange one? The smaller notch. But the winner, as I put in the mail, Touch ID. You know, the one they ripped out. Yeah, people want that back. I'll put the link in for you. Hello, Kim. Did Kim see correctly fans are protesting Old Trafford again today? Yes, they are. But they are now being very clever, United, aren't they? They had not one decoy team bus. No, they had two. And the players turned up in cars.
The players turned up about 6 hours early.
Not surprised. Well, it's not like there's nowhere for them to sit and play, is there?
No.
There's suites, there's restaurants, there's cafes. You can go on the pitch, whatever you want to do.
Liverpool players have arrived as well.
Now, how did they get them in? Because they must have been on a coach.
They sent a decoy coach as well.
Oh, it's like tactical warfare, this. Do you know what it's reminding me of? Do you remember in the Gulf War, the first one, when they had all those ships off the coast of, was it Kuwait at the time?
Yeah.
And it was like, oh, they'll be attacking from the sea, they'll be attacking from the sea. And the next minute, they went through a neighbouring country and corralled them at the other end. But, you know, it shouldn't be like this for a football match. It's not a war. Oh, just not good. Not good at all. But what can you do?
I'm going to play with the dog.
Oh, I thought you were going to say you were going to play with your other people.
Which other people?
Your other people.
Well, it's 8 o'clock.
Oh, I thought it was a half seven.
Yeah.
I've no idea.
No, they've shifted it.
Oh, sound was gone, but Renee's back
now. There's some mass on tonight.
Is there?
Yeah.
Oh, right. Is it some thing?
I don't know.
Oh, it's what's it, isn't it? Isn't it the Assumption?
Oh, it could be, yeah.
Yeah, this is how much notice I'm taking
is
the mass time table.
Holy day of obligation.
It's a holy day of obligation, Mike. Just pretend you're obligated.
I'll be very obliging.
Oh, we're bad, aren't we? We're very bad. Do you know, we've kept the church going over the last 14, 15 months and the Catanian, so I think they can cut us some slack. So, yes, the short version of that, Kim, yes, it's kicked off badly again. Our friend who was shown outside the stadium with the smoke thing in his hand, he's now using that as his avatar. Let's have a look what the latest is. Manchester Evening News is probably the place for that. Manchester Evening News. Let's have a look. I think that was the one that Mike was looking at. And there were smoke bombs all over the front. That's Central Manchester. Let's have a look. Oh, it's kicking off over here today over the Indian variant. And we might have to rein ourselves in and maybe even put the hogs off from Monday. Thank God. There's a town, I've talked about it, the one where our computer shop is, about 20 miles to the northwest of us, called Bolton. And their COVID rates are through the roof with this Indian variant. It's very much an ethnically diverse location, this. And family members have come back from India, and the rates are, I think it's 350 times higher than anywhere else. So that's another problem, because they will then go into lockdown. And if they do, despite the fact they're 20 miles away, they are in Greater Manchester. And Boris doesn't seem to understand there's different areas of Greater Manchester. Boris just thinks, right, OK, lockdown. And that's that. So we could yet again be in lockdown. It's just a matter of time, I think. We'll see. Right. United Glazers protest live updates as the Liverpool bus was targeted before the Liverpool game. No, I do not want to add you to my home screen because, you know, this is a computer and not an iOS device. United fans are protesting outside the match again. Blah, blah, blah. Thousands descended on Old Trafford for a largely peaceful protest, but there were some clashes with police and security. And the police, you should see that what they're donned up in. It'll just remind Kim of all the Seattle riots, trust me. So 100 supporters had also breached the stadium, blah, blah, blah. That was last week. The game is going ahead. Quarter past eight kickoff. And they've had to arrive early, and it's hoping it won't impact United. But, you know, both teams have had to arrive early. But there you go. There's also different ways to get into Old Trafford. So when Mike went to record the Munich thing, there's a whole COVID protocol going on. And in a car park, and these car parks are numbered W1, W2, W3. Anyway, W3 is about as far away from the ground as you can get. And then there's a road. It's that far away. There's a road from this gate up to the stadium. And apparently that's the way Liverpool have got in. But I would have thought that was, if you'd have said to me, where would I see the Liverpool coach? That's pretty much what I would have said. But there's a lot of police out there, a lot. So if I put that link in, you'll be able to have a look at all of the pickies. Who have we got joining us? Hello, Tony. Who else do we have? Hello, Anthony. Oh, Kim's mum called to say that Ohio is having a COVID lottery. If you've had the vaccine, you can be put into a lottery to win £1 million. Or if you're under 18, a college education at a state school. You mean you're having to bribe people? It'll turn into that here. There's been the result of some. Now, I don't know if this was a study or if this has actually happened, because I'm sure we discussed this actually did happen, where a woman went for a second vaccine and she'd had Pfizer and they gave her the AZ vaccine. And so I'm not sure, but they were supposed to be doing some kind of test on this, not just randomly with this woman, just generally. Deliberately giving people a different second vaccine, which to me is like, are you insane? But they've done it. It didn't end well. The side effects were much more severe if you mixed and matched your vaccines. Well, I'm not a doctor, but I pretty much figured that, as I'm sure you had. But that's where we're at. So yes, that didn't go well either. Okay, who else have we got? Did I see Paul? Good morning, Paul. Still too warm here, so if you could take some of this weather back, we'd be much obliged. And what else is going on here? In Seattle we have a gay group protesting a prayer breakfast today. What? Have we come in at the wrong reel, Renee? What on earth? Oh, hello, Dee. Why? You're quite right, it does get crazier every day, but why? I know there's something in the UK, it was in the Queen's speech. You know this conversion therapy that's a thing? We're outlawing it. Which I think is a good idea. It's a bit like exorcisms, isn't it? Oh, I watched a programme about exorcisms. It was a drama. It was actually appalling. But from the perspective of the exorcisms, terrifying. Terrifying. But can you imagine that there was some conversion therapy out there that gay groups had created to convert straight people to be gay? All heck would break loose. But I think it's more socially acceptable that it's, it's conversion therapy to make you, and in massive air quotes, normal. Normal's what you are. Just leave people alone. So is this protest because they've said something specifically, or is it just the protest in general? Because, you know, lockdown and you just feel like a protest, which seems to be a thing. CQ, Deb, CQ. He was watching a chef on YouTube, sat there eating a plate of pure peas. Well, I'm not good with peas. No, I tend to leave peas alone. Kim has friends that are gay and go to church, so you don't really understand. You think people just like to protest around here? Seems to have become a thing. You're quite right, Kim. So do we. The way it works in the UK is you have individual churches and they belong to a diocese. And the diocese is run by a bishop. And the bishop that we have, we had years ago, probably about 30 years ago, he was fabulous. He was fabulous. The one we've got now is very, very traditional. You know, if you could go back to Latin masses and sacrifices, he probably would. But within the framework that he would prefer, individual churches kind of do their own thing as far as they're allowed to, including baptisms, where you've got two mummies and two daddies. And I don't have a problem with that. Nobody in the church cares either. You know, you're coming in, you're there maybe on welcome, and you've got two mummies and they're two kids. You're not going to say like, oh, you know, death to you. Why would you do that? It's supposed to be Christian and welcoming, not checking on the way in that you're straight and you're this and you're that, you know. Oh, really? But the bishop would go potty if he knew. Absolutely potty. He doesn't even like Eucharistic ministers giving a blessing. That's how bad he is. And we've got another priest locally, and he won't let a Eucharistic minister give a blessing. I mean, if we took that approach at our church, we'd be there till Tuesday, just doing the blessings, the host, the wine. Honestly, it would be really bad. But I guess we're just very, very lucky. Whatever you are, you're welcome. And that's the end of it. But not everywhere is like that, apparently. You can't take five steps without bumping into a protest these days. That is so true. And half the time I think, well, what are you protesting about? And it's something so stupid. It's like, you know, well, why don't you just keep your sticky beak out? And then you wouldn't be protesting, would you? Well, people seem to want to protest. I think during the COVID thing, it was the only way you could get out of the house, if you think about it. But again, some of the things that they protest about, it's like really stupid. I mean, the United thing, I understand it, but it's not the way forward. If they keep doing that, we'll get docked points. So why keep doing it? It's not going to cut any ice with the Glazers, nothing else has. They are business people. They have no passion for this club. They have passion for money. It's not helped by the fact that they're American, not in terms of people not liking Americans, but in terms of the fact that they still live there. They don't live here. So why are you investing in something on the other side of the planet that you don't really care about other than for money? And they have taken money out of the club. But when they bought the club wasn't in debt, and now it is. Now, it was something to do with the leverage buyout, which is totally beyond me. To me, you don't buy anything unless you can afford it. But I think that's very old fashioned. But it's not that they're American. It's the fact that they've not taken the decision to come here and claim this is our passion. This is where our heart is. That's what's upset the United fans. Plus the fact the United fans have been in lockdown for 15 months and want a riot. And the Liverpool match being one of the biggest matches of the year, that's the time to do it. Is it right? No, it's not. But you can't stop them, can you? Despite the fact that United looks like a battlefield. that they've literally built steel walls all the way around the stadium. It looks shocking. It looks absolutely shocking. And still, people have gone there. So the parking garage where Kim goes, university, now has a gunman with a gun pointed at someone's head, just breaking. It's the health science parking garage. The world's just gone mad. It has totally gone mad. I just can't understand that. I mean, here, if you see people, let's just get that link up again. The one from Old Trafford. I'm just going back to the top picture. Yeah, if you look at the top picture on that Glazers link, so I'll put the link in again. That top picture, you can see they've got their riot gear on. Are they police? I do believe they are police. But they're not armed with a gun. That would be the tactical firearms squad. They'd have to be called in. AFOs, aren't they? Armed. I think AFO is the term. I can't see them calling them for something like this. And obviously in America, most police already have a gun. So there's it escalated right away. I feel for the staff at United in this. There are, as you can see there, all the, underneath where it says the Reds go marching on, that statue just under the Sea of Marching is Sir Matt Busby. And all those metal things that you see, the barriers being pulled down, not the standalone ones that the staff are leaning on, behind them, there's shutters. That's the souvenir shop, the mega store. And then that is part of the ring of steel around it. But the ones in the high-vis at the back facing the camera, they're just stewards at Old Trafford. They are just random people like you and me who happen on a match day to turn up there and help out. Yes, they're paid for it. But they really are on the front line right now when you see that. But I don't think we'll have any shooting, but don't quote me on that. Business and sport are a difficult match. They are indeed, Paul. But I think in this case, it's like end of season glory. We've not won the league. We have got to the final of the tin pot in Europe. And they just want their say. The fans are so passionate. They just want their say. They just want to be heard. And the Glazers have not done a good job of that. And even if they'd done a good job of listening, you know, they'd still listen and then do the exact opposite. So it's not surprising that people get a little bit uppity. But that's not the way to deal with it. But even when it comes to like, well, we'll have a fans representative on the board, all that does is there's a million factions within the fans. It's not as though everybody gets within the same group. You've got the Manchester United Supporters Trust. They're called MUST. You've got Munich 58. You've got the Triple MF. You've got so many different. There's a guy and I just say the one with the flag. He has a flag. And I don't just mean like, you know, a little 4-foot flag. This flag is the size of Old Trafford. And it's called Big Lily. And he's built a brand around Big Lily. So whenever there's something like this, well, we'll have to see what Big Lily thinks. It's ridiculous. It is ridiculous. To some degree, the people in charge at United who are trying to be the peacemakers, you know... I really don't envy them because there is just so much going on in the way of factions that you can't corral them together. And the thing with the fans is, why don't they realise this and come together? Because the thing with the people who own the club, the Glazers, they are a united front and the fans are not. And then they start scrapping amongst themselves, which I'm sure the Glazers sit there thinking, yes, because that means that they don't have to fight the fans. There's no fight because the fans are that busy fighting themselves, which is bad news. Last time there was questions. Let's say there were questions about how the fans actually got in, because after Hillsborough, all grounds have to be secure. And we mean secure. And that Munich tunnel, there is a gate at either end of it. That tunnel's been there years. Years and years. And when you say a tunnel, it's not like a, you know, 6 foot wide. It's a huge wide tunnel. You would get lorries under there. The old chairman, Martin Edwards, used to park under there before they built more suites. There was like a doorway And looking at it, you would have had no idea what this doorway was. But when he came up, this door would open and he would pull his Jaguar in there and then the door would close over again. It was his personal parking spot. So this tunnel is quite big. And there are many entrances to the stadium along the wall of this tunnel. So there's a gate at either end of it. And this gate is the full height of the tunnel. It's massive. And it's heavy. You would not shift this thing. And yet, they're supposed to have broken in there. Well, if they did, that's not very secure to start with. And then there's the actual gates where they broke in. So the rumour went round, and United came out and said, no, that definitely didn't happen. That somebody left the gates open. And that way, if you think about it, the fans would be too intrigued, FOMO, of not going in. They would definitely go in the ground. And then it would kick off. And that's exactly what happened. And that was served the Glazers as well. Because United, the people who had organised the protest, had said it must be a peaceful protest. And then you know what happened after that. So it's now the Mexican standoff. And we'll see how that goes. Right. Football's very passionate. Football seems very passionate about clubs compared to rugby. That's true. It is that. Over here, most people care a lot more about their country than the club. It's more secondary. We're completely the other way. I mean, it'd be nice if England did quite well, but yeah, no particular bother about it because it's not likely to happen. Again, too many factions involved. Sometimes Renee thinks religion should be banned as a whole. It prevents a lot of wars. Yeah, but the trouble is, if you try to do that, it'll create another one. See, for some people, then you get into things of how do you define religion? Because United, there's a banner, one of these huge flags, and it's at the Stretford end, and it says, Manchester United, the religion. And that is their religion. So how would you define religion? But would it stop wars? I don't think so. People can argue in an empty room, as has been proved with this COVID thing. When I think of the behaviour of people that I thought I knew, I'm horrified. And when I read that piece the other day about the fact that there was no flu this year at all, it shows how easy it is to avoid. So if the COVID thing vanished like the plague and the Black Death, we would still be left with like residual flu breakouts every now and then. But they're so easy to control. Wash your hands, wear a mask, 2 metres. But we wouldn't do that forever, would we? Not even to protect certain groups in society. I would, but from the behaviour I've seen of others, no chance. I mean, we've got on Monday, the pubs are opening up indoors. Now, the pubs have been open for about a month, but it was outdoor only. And if you've seen the weather here, don't try and light a cigarette while you're out there. It's like a monsoon. But then you've got this variant, which logic would say, well, you know, give the pub a miss. Will people give the pub a miss? You must be kidding. No, because the pubs have been closed for 6 months. So they're desperate. I can't understand being that desperate for anything like that. But I guess it could be the same for me if the Apple store was shut. Anthony says every religion has its extremists, which have their own weird interpretation of the teachings. They're intolerant of those who don't agree with them. Got to agree that that's the problem. Live and let live. And do you know where people have actually got together? There was an incident somewhere. In fact, there was two. Can't remember what the actual incident was. But the other situation was when there was threats against mosques and synagogues. And the Christians at the church said, well, we'll stand outside the mosques and the synagogues and protect them, you know, while you're in the service. And then they did the same for the Christians. And that worked nicely. So you've got to wonder, well, who are the people that are causing the problems? If those three religions can sort it out amongst themselves, it does make you wonder. I don't know. I don't know the answer to that. Kim loves the Seahawks. Almost never miss a game on TV, but you would never protest. Oh. You care more about your well-being than to the team. That is so true, Kim. Wasn't there a couple of protests about that player that got sacked? The one that got naughty? People wanted him back or something. I don't know what ever happened to him. Oh, that seems like forever ago.
Have you eaten?
Ooh, Tracy, don't talk to me about Touch ID. The Mac needs its version nuked every few days because it refuses to recognise your finger. Damp, dry, any direction. Is this, when you say your Mac, is this MacBook Air, MacBook Pro? I've never had to reset mine. And the Face ID is blindingly accurate. My argument with Face ID is, you know, one, masks. Hello. And two, just practicality. I've got something on the desk, and if I've got Touch ID, I can touch it and turn it on. And if I've got Face ID, I've got to pick it up. I mean, the other night, I was soaking my nails, don't ask. And I thought, I've only got one hand, and I can't actually pick that up unless I take my hand out and dry it and then put it back in again. It's just so annoying. Whereas, you know, I could have just tapped the button with one hand and it would have been fine. Oh, well, what can you do? Absolutely barking. 2015 iPad, never had to redo its touch. No, I haven't. My phone, but I've got ID, Face ID on two devices.
Right, Mummy can give you that.
I've got Face ID on two devices. Are we interested in this or not? Oh, it looks like we are. I'm going to flop down right here, Daddy, with it. What's the matter with you? Is it not the same if you've not had to beg for it? Right, I've got it now. Oh, Lola, it's sticky at one end. There's a title for the show. Come on. Come on this way. It's a red one and Kim says it's okay. Ah, no. No, what we need is a jumbone. Who doesn't need a jumbone? Lola needs a jumbone. Come on. Right, I have the jumbones. Right, I'm catching up on this. No, I've got Face ID on two devices, which is a 2018 MacBook. Where's she gone now? She disappeared.
No, she's over there.
Oh, I can't see her. Oh, right, now we're interested. I want a paw. Paw. Good girl. Look at that. Yes, you see, she wants one of those tonight, not the dentist. Eh?
Oh, right.
2018 iPad 11 inch, iPad Pro 11 inch, and my iPhone 11. They do work fabulously well. Never had a problem with them. But, you know, as was proved with the masking up business with the towel, I want the option. Can't we just have what other manufacturers have done? That would be worked well. Ping pong. Sometimes the Seahawks are on BBC, but only like maybe once or twice in a season. You're guessing ping pong is a Dutch term. Well, if it means table tennis, no, that is what you would call it in the UK as well. Boris has other names for it, but I'll save that for when Simon's with us. He'll know them all. you're getting a hockey team. Wow. We've not had anything like that. The furthest United went was a basketball team and it didn't last long. Kim's happy to mask up for the rest of her life if it means saving lives. Me too. In fact, you know, it's not difficult to do the basics. Now we know what an impact they have on the levels of flu. And by the basics, I mean like hand sanitizer and a mask and two meters distance. What's difficult about it? You know, we've put into place all these signs on like supermarket floors and stuff. And then Boris is saying, oh, well, we're going down to 1 meter and then we're going down. We'll have no social distancing. And I'm thinking, but people have already got used to this. So why not keep it for another 6 months or another year even and see how it goes? And if that has a huge impact on the level of flu, then keep it going. It's not difficult to have some hand sanitizer on the way into somewhere. And be wiping things. It would solve so many problems. And yet, I just don't see the will to keep doing it. People want to go back to normal. Was normal really that great? I used to spend easy, I would say 10 weeks of the year with a snuffle, which is almost 20% of my productivity time. So I'd have to put the recordings into places, into times when I didn't have a sniffle. Because my voice was different. And could I do without that? Well, yeah, I've really enjoyed the fact that in the last year, not so much as a sniffle, which you don't even notice until you get a sniffle. And then you're like, oh, no. But we haven't. And they're putting out scare stories in the UK. Because we've not been out for that long, the minute you go out, if you haven't got your vaccine, you'll catch something deadly. I thought, good grief, it sounds like a mother in the 1970s. Right, do you want another one? Yes, was the answer to that. Now, the bag's empty, Lola. We haven't got any more, have we, Daddy?
No.
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 No. We'd have to bring more up. Right. Oh, let me look at the cartoon, The Religious Extremists. If they weren't being extreme over that, they would be extreme over something else. I swear to God they would. See what I did there? There can be no peace until they renounce their rabbit god and accept our duck god. Honestly, I must admit, I can't see the fiasco with it, but it's been like that as long as I can remember. I went to Ireland in the early 80s, and we went, it was somewhere heading over to Cork, and we went through this village. It was the most beautiful village. And all of a sudden, there was this rumbling sound. And I thought, oh, it must be a helicopter of some description. And all the people that were on the streets chatting quite happily totally vanished. And it just left me, my mum and dad, just stood there like, where did everyone go? And we were literally looking around, you know, well, where did everybody go? And this rumbling was getting louder and louder. And there was like shouting as well. Thought maybe somebody was having a game somewhere. Oh, God, were we so innocent? It was an army thing coming through, a convoy. And apparently that was a thing, you just got out of the way. And we were that innocent, we hadn't got a clue what was going on. And I remember at school when they said to me, so I was about 8, what religion are you? And I thought, well, aren't we all the same? Talk about naive. I was just brought up to accept that people were people. Like, well, the normal. What's everybody else? I'm that, aren't we all the same? Teacher nearly had a fit. Oh, well. MacBook Pro 15-inch 2017. No, the only one I've got the Touch ID on is the MacBook Air on the keyboard, the one in the top right. I set it up and I've never had to reconfigure it. But what then happened was they put the Apple Watch thing in where the Apple Watch unlocks it. That's to die for. And you know, it does that on the Mac. So I'm actually putting in my 1Password password that infrequently. I'm going to have to get a tattoo of it. Yes, Lola, I can hear all about it. But you didn't want that, did you? It was Kim approved and everything and you didn't want it. Do you want it now? You'll have it now. Now she's had two other things that in her mind were better. She's going for the red dentist stick. So we got there in the end. I just prefer using the watch. I think the watch is fantastic for that, but it doesn't always work. Sometimes you've got to put the finger on or you've got to type your password in. But I just think Apple Kit isn't what it was. I watched this video from a guy who was saying, he was talking about the iMacs and was saying like my unpopular opinion on the iMacs. And when he said what it was, he went through this whole list of things about how everything was totally amazing. It was wonderful that it looked like that. Now, you know what one of the things we all mentioned, which was the Apple logo. Where is the Apple logo? Why is it not there anymore? And apparently there is a reason for this. And I don't know if you guys have heard this reason, but let's go through this reason. You know there's a VESA option, to have a VESA plate on the back. You've got to do it at the point that you buy it. But the VESA plate would enable you to rotate the monitor 90 degrees. At which point the Apple logo would be side on. So they took it away. But why can't it look like the back of the iPhone where it's like etched? And even this guy at the end of it said, they're so used to seeing the Apple logo in the office that they will get the sticker and put the sticker on instead. And as for the bezel being white, the bezel of the original iMac was white and every iMac until they brought out the silver-back 24-inch in 2009. And I thought, yes, but now we've seen such riches, we don't want to live with being poor and have a white bezel, do we? Oh, so much grief with Apple Kit. It's not what it was. It's not. Renee's Touch ID on the MacBook Pro 2018 is perfect. Was that MacBook Pro 15 from 2017, was it the first model of something? Was it the first butterfly keyboard? Was it the first Retina? Was it something that was first, which, you know, that they've stuffed up, basically? Oh, Renee's ordered a whole bunch of Adidas face masks. Well, we've seen some of your face masks and they're fabulous. Kim was using hand sanitizer prior to COVID. So was I, Kim, thankfully, because I ended up with quite a stock when no one else had one. I would buy it in like a quite a big container. Oh, talking of which, can I have the hand sanitizer? Because I need to fill this bottle.
Yes.
Thank you. I would buy it in quite a big bottle for a pound. And I would use it all the time and had done for years. Probably specifically when we got Maya. Because you know what it's like with a dog. Your hands are filthy constantly. And so's the dog usually. So that was when we had baby wipes and I started getting the hand sanitizer. And I carried on doing that. And it was only when the COVID thing started, about the end of February, couldn't get hand sanitizer to save your life. But I don't see that as being such a big deal. I mean, I see so many parents, I'll admit, usually mothers, wandering round and they open their handbag and they've got like a baby wipe in it and they use it to clean the child's face or clean the child's hands. And you think, you know, if you would do that for a child, why wouldn't you do it for you? We've got 5 litre bottles of hand sanitizer. And then the bottle that I keep refilling is one from Tesco. And that's 200 mil. That sits on my desk and probably lasts a week to 10 days, something like that. At which point I'll refill it from this 5 litre bottle. And we have a huge range of 5 litre bottles. Because obviously the price shut up. So as soon as the price came down, I thought, I shall have me some of those. And the more you bought, the cheaper it was. So thus rolled up 8 bottles of 5 litre hand sanitizer. But, you know, it's going to get used. Don't they wear masks for years and years in certain Asian countries if they're unwell to try to protect people if they got the flu? We've been doing it in some parts. Yes, Dee, you're quite right. And also when they travel, which, I mean, I saw this last year at Old Trafford.
I was going to say, under Old Trafford.
There's a lot of visitors from Asia Pac and they walk around in masks. And this was happening a year before, you know, when we went to the Munich thing, a year before COVID, they were walking around in masks. And the only reason
Quiet.
That I didn't take any notice was like, if that had been somebody else, with them being Asian, you just think, oh, it'd be the Asian flu. Then they're trying to protect themselves and protect other people. But I think if it had been somebody that you knew, or even just knew by sight, you'd probably think, oh, you know, what's the matter? I think you just accept that that's what they do. And I think it is a common courtesy. But people here can't seem to get out of masks fast enough. Not helped, you know, by a picture I saw the other day of the Queen.
I saw she had a mask on.
Oh, I saw that she didn't.
Oh.
And she was walking through Parliament. Charles had a mask on.
Oh, mine could have been
a
stock image type thing.
Yeah, she didn't have a mask on. And I thought she didn't have a mask on at certain points when she's been out visiting other places, which is pretty poor. You know, she I know she's the Queen. And maybe the, you know,
and she can do what she likes.
She can do what she likes. I mean, she makes the laws. But even so, the fact that she's 95 and it could be lethal, I know she's had her jabs and all the rest of it now. But I think while there's people who haven't had jabs, and let's think about it, the majority of people under 30 haven't had jabs. I mean, we're not under 30 and we haven't yet either. It's just courtesy. But there isn't a lot of courtesy about these days, is there? So I reckon people aren't going to be able to dump their masks fast enough. I've heard so many complaints from people about wearing a mask. It's uncomfortable. It's this, it's that.
Well, they've said when we go back to work, it's going to be mandatory.
To wear masks?
Yeah.
Well, that makes sense. But there again, you need a clean site, don't you?
Yeah.
Can you imagine if there was an outbreak at the place that's making a vaccine? Oh, that would kick it off big style. I just think it's logical. But no, Boris
I'm
is saying...
I'm saying nothing.
You're saying nothing, no. Nothing to say.
No.
No, but Boris is saying you're not going to need a mask. He's barking mad, Boris.
He is.
He's been in lockdown twice, you know, self-isolation. And then at the beginning of the thing, he actually got it. And why? How did that happen? Because he went visiting hospitals and shaking hands. You muppet. You total muppet, Boris. Especially considering his girlfriend was pregnant. And he gave it her. Thanks for that. And when I say pregnant, literally weeks off giving birth. He does, he wants locking up. Renee's got hand sanitizers everywhere, the car, the house, the lot. So before you can't move hand sanitizer.
So Japan, Portugal have got the Champions League final.
That's another thing that's absolutely barking mad. Don't get me going on that. Do you want to share that? That should have been Wembley. In fact, why wasn't it?
Because of some disagreement between Boris and the UEFA.
Boris probably wanted people to turn up naked. Just prove the point. But Wembley have been through the new system, you know, for checking people on the way in and all the rest of it. Wembley have done it, and I don't know if Portugal have. Plus,
English fans will have to fly in and out of the country on the same day of the match and stay in a bubble whilst in the city.
But, you know, there's no need for it, is there? Then they could just stay here.
Yeah.
There would be no fans having to travel. And, you know, Greta and a Let's Save the Planet, that would help as well, wouldn't it? Every little helps.
Mm.
That is obscene.
It is.
Right. Renee walked past a couple yesterday and wearing masks. The couple laughed in our face and she said to her dog, "Now we don't act so stupid, do we?" in a childish voice. I'm not a violent guy, but... Do you know, it says more about her level of intellect than yours, Renee. People are just stupid.
I was going to tell you something.
Well, feel free.
Well, I'll tell the listeners as well. I've been on another dress rehearsal for next weekend's Catinian conference. Yesterday's was the rehearsal for Friday night, Friday afternoon, and today was for Saturday morning, because it's a different set of people. And we turned on the closed captions in Zoom, the live closed captioning. So I'm reading the closed caption to see how close it was to what was actually being said. And the answer was not very. It said, when somebody said Catinians, it came up and said Kenyans.
There are Kenyan Catinians, but they are totally different.
And when somebody said the bishop's message was 12 minutes, it said 112 minutes.
That got people tuned out.
Yeah.
Oh, good grief. Hello, Pete. How are you doing? How's that lovely house of yours? Oh, Kim's had just an alert. The CDC has said that you don't need to wear a mask indoors if you've been vaccinated. What about if you're with people who haven't been vaccinated? Or does this not matter anymore?
I must admit, the Catinians have organised... what's it, haven't they?
Pete says it's not a Catinian state lottery. It could get confusing with the Kenyan one.
Yeah.
Why aren't they using, depending on what they're doing, that PowerPoint feature? Because that worked great and people could do it in their own language. Beyond them, technically. Look at Mike's face. Would that work?
I was going to ask you, how did that work?
Oh, it changed after I demoed it, but yeah, it still works.
How does it work?
I think there is a link, and they get a link to choose it. I'd have to check. I have to check on how it works now. You can broadcast subtitles of your own that are more accurate than that.
Because one of the webinar companies yesterday or the day before said to me that they've got a client who is looking for subtitles if they want to attend one of my sessions, and but they've got people who are hard of hearing. And I wondered if that PowerPoint thing would work.
It should do, because you can broadcast. I turned it on inadvertently. It works in two different ways. The original was a plug-in, wasn't it? And it worked on the Mac and everything, but they ripped all that out. So now you've got two options. You either broadcast via a browser, give the attendees a link, and they can choose their own language. But the other way of doing it is that you just, from your end, doing a standard broadcast, push the button for subtitles, and it shows the English subtitles in real time.
Yeah, but it only shows them if you are displaying PowerPoint in full screen, in presentation mode, because I tried it.
Is there that option of presenting to a window?
I tried that, and they didn't come up.
Oh, that's not good.
No.
I mean, it could still be done, but it just depends on who you've got TAing it. And given the average age and capability of the average Catinian with tech, I think I'd leave it alone, unless you're doing it.
No, the guys on the tech team are pretty good.
It might be something.
It's just
worth
the rest of them who.
If it needs much in terms of at the other end with the punters, then you've got a problem.
Yeah.
So, but if it, yeah, no, if it's just
they,
the speakers,
they can barely log into the conference.
There you go.
we're having a test meeting to see if they can log into the conference on Saturday morning.
Oh dear! Oh dear! Oh dear! Oh, is this one where Boris flattens that kid? Oh, that was bad news, wasn't it? Boris. He got a little bit over-enthusiastic. Is that where he flattened that kid? Yep, straight through him. The poor kid. Oh, he is absolutely barking, isn't he? I mean, you look at some of these pictures, these gifs of him, you think, really? I'd forgotten he played at one of those matches as well, didn't he? Was that at Old Trafford? You know, the Sports Aid?
I think it was.
I think he played in there. But yeah, he upended somebody then as well. He's just a cheat, really, isn't he? The times you see him on it, that's cheating, Boris. You flatten the lad. It was a sending off. Oh, I know, I mustn't start getting through on those. Now I'm going to lose it all. Oh, I shall have a look at that link from Renee as well, we're at it. Now my screen's flickering, and I don't know why my screen's flickering. Right, let's get in there with that one. Oh, that looks beautiful, Renee. Oh, wow. Oh, couldn't you just wander through there, where you don't have to worry about the news and people and masks? And did I mention people? Idiotic, can't get a drink down their neck fast enough people. Those people. That's gorgeous. The clouds look angelic. Like I said with Tracy, I could always show you the ship canal, but no, it's just not that picturesque. Oh, the chickens are alive and laying. That's fantastic. The house is good. A lot of work to do and pay for. Yes. You know, we would head off to B&Q, which is like a local DIY supplier. And you'd think, I just need three screws to get that shelf back. And you go in, you come out, you've got 500 quid's worth on a trolley. And to be honest, it's not that much, and you just spend £500. No, I don't go in there. I don't. What was I looking for the other day? I ended up buying two lamps, and that was without actually going out of the house. So, Pete, I feel your pain. Oh, when did I turn into a woman that bought lamps? Oh, that's a sign of old middle age. I nearly said old age then. Middle age. But, of course, I am still the age I was in 1985. Because otherwise it upsets D. So, just think 1985. Get your leg warmers on and your big hair and bop along to 1985. Some of you are probably that young you don't remember 1985. I certainly do. Oh, it was a good year, was 1985. It's always a good year when you leave school, isn't it? That was the year I left school, so absolutely. It does look peaceful, doesn't it? It looks blissful. Even the clouds look nice. Ours just look black. I wouldn't even say grey today. Today, they are black. Did Boris play rugby at one time in his youth? I don't know if he played it professionally, but he would have played it at Eton, so yes. But he's just so competitive. Just so competitive. I mean, you watch him there and he's like, he's playing rugby in a suit and tie. This is the thing, whatever he does tend to be in a suit and tie. Unless he was in those jogging shorts that look like a pair of curtains. But you cannot get out of your mind when you've seen him up the zip wire in his suit and tie with a hard hat on and two Union Jacks, one in each hand. And when you've seen that, it's like, okay, that's it. Can't get any worse. But then we looked at some pictures. There was other pictures of Boris when he went wading when he was London Mayor, if you remember that. That was a good one. Boris on a zip wire. There we go. Let's see what pictures I can get of Boris on a zip wire. Oh, good grief, I had no idea there was video of it. Let's not do video of it. Let's find the one. Oh, that's the one. Let's have a look at that. Do you know, you'd swear, if you didn't know any better, you would swear that these were made up. That it was somebody else. I was watching a programme the other day, a little video it was, about Keely Hawes and when she was in Line of Duty and how it all got filmed. And she had a stunt double. And the stunt double was stood there and then she was saying, and then I get in. So, you know, we take her out and then I get in and it's turned upside down. And I looked at this stunt double. She was the absolute image. So, yeah, you'd swear as you looked at that it wasn't Boris, but I'm sad to report it really, really, really was Boris. And you know, that one that I've just put up was bad enough, but the worst one was when you could see what he had on his feet. Oh, it's worth it. It's worth sending again, that one. Worth sending another one with his shoes on. You could not make it up. This was the opening of the London Eye, wasn't it? I'm sure it was something to do with the London Eye. Oh, that one's WebP. Oh, darn it. That's such a good one as well. Right, let's get rid of that and let's try capturing it in some kind of way. Right, let's see if all my programming works now, because I should technically be able to do that. Take a selection, save it as a JPEG. That'll do nicely. So right, let's do on. That. Is she still grumbly?
Yes.
Oh, Lola, you're a grumbly girl.
Right, come on.
Oh, that one is a total classic. A total, total classic. I don't know exactly where it's put that, but we'll find it. Genius. And to think, I think he was London Mayor at that point, wasn't he? And it was 2012. But, you know, on the one hand, back then, I think we all just thought to ourselves, he's a good laugh, that he can take things on the chin and stuff. And then you see that and him being Prime Minister and you think, oh dear, oh dear, oh dear, oh dear. Right, that did not take, that image, so let me try that again. That one is definitely worth seeing. Right, let's do that. Are we going to do that? Are you going to behave yourself? Oh, I need to click a button, do I? Right, okay. I'll do that and then I'll put it up there. Nothing's working at the moment. I love tech when it's not working, she said sarcastically. There we go. There we go. That one is the full horror of it. What wouldn't you give to see Donald Trump do the same just for the giggles? Oh, and Angela Merkel. Oh, this would be fantastic. Could you nominate anybody from Holland, Renee? Oh, there's just nothing right with that, is there? He's got what I would call like house shoes on, one sock rolled down, and that harness in most unfortunate position. And then not only has he got a Union Jack in each hand, he's got one coming out of his backpack somewhere. Oh, Boris, love it. Ah, D loves 1985. 1985 was a very good year. In fact, 83, 84 and 85 weren't all bad, but I think 85 nudged it, to be honest. Kim loves the picture of Boris on the zip wire. At the time when he did it, people were in two camps. One was like, oh, good grief. You know, why would he do that? But the other camp was that he was game for a laugh. And, you know, I think at the time I thought, well, you know, yeah, it's not the best look, but he's the mayor anyway. We can have a laugh. Right, put that chair over there in case she starts. Because she isn't going to want to not be where Daddy is. Have you got your iPad for the game?
No, I've got my iPhone.
Right, you go and enjoy yourself.
It's not an iPad.
Oh, right, okay. He's heading off. Yeah, he's game for a laugh and he will try anything. But I think once you're in a position that you've got people's lives in your hand, then people are less tolerant. And I've reached the less tolerant stage. Right, what have we got here? You still can't believe there's a Prime Minister with the actual name Boris. That's actually his middle name, or one of his middle names. His name is Alexander. What do you think, Alex? Maybe, maybe not. But yeah, it was his choice. It was one of his middle names. Let's do the wiki thing, because one of his names is something like Piffle. Told you, Simon's good at this. Simon knows all this. Right, Boris Wiki. Let's try that. There you go, Boris Johnson. His wiki page. Right, let's have his full name. I'm not even going to be able to pronounce it. It'll be some weird name. Right, Alexander Boris, DeFifel Johnson. Alexander Boris DeFifel Johnson. So he dumped the Alexander for Boris. I don't think he did much with the DeFifel either. Like Michelle Pfeiffer. Unbelievable. Yeah, we tend to think of Boris as being a Russian name as well. So yeah, I don't know why he would have gone for that. I think he realised you'd got to get the heart and soul of the people. And, you know, to be a DeFifel, no. Even Alexander, although Alex is fine, Xander is fine. You don't hear many people who are called Alexander, actually called Alexander. So you've got Alex Ferguson, you've got, there's a guy on TV here called Alexander Armstrong, but everyone calls him Xander. But maybe he thought Alex and Xander weren't as of the people as Boris. So, yeah, he's just Boris. What can you do? Boris Yeltsin. Yeah. Renee says mine's terrible as well, but I know he was drunk most of the time. As mayor during the Olympics, you'll give him a pass, but not as PM. As mayor during the Olympics, and particularly in the run-up to the Olympics, he did very well. He took over from Ken Livingston. I think people had had a gutful of Ken Livingston. And you've also got to remember that the day that it was announced who was getting the Olympics in 2012 was back in 2005 or 2006? I can't remember. It was the day before the 7/7 bombings, which I have forgotten the year of. So there was a lot of rebuilding to be done, and people who had suffered greatly in that, one lady in particular lost both legs, and she made it her goal. So all the papers that morning when she was on the train were saying, like, you know, London have got the Olympics, London have got the Olympics. And as she was recovering and realising that, you know, she was never going to walk again in terms of she'd lost her legs. So she'd have fake legs, but not as it was. She suddenly gave herself a goal, which was to, I can't remember what the thing was. Was it shooting or something? But she wanted then to go to the Paralympics. And she did. She made it to the 2012 Paralympics. She's just amazing. So during that time between the 7/7 bomb and 2012, there was a lot of rebuilding and rah-rahing going on. And Boris is fabulous at that. So he did. He seemed to do a reasonable job there, apart from the purchase of the tanks, the water tanks, which were a bit like, what were you thinking? But yeah, he didn't do. He could have done worse. Let's put it at that. Tracy says, aged 11, they asked me my religion, and I said I wasn't sure. They put me down as C of E. And when I asked to correct it to Catholic the following day, they said it didn't matter. Oh, it did at my school. Oh, I had this teacher. She hated Catholics, and I had no idea. This was, you know, at the time I'm thinking, well, we're all the same, aren't we? No, we weren't. She hated Catholics. I have no idea why. But it was a common thing that people just knew. If you're Catholic, she's not going to give you the time of day. And she didn't. She marked down every single thing that I ever did. And I explained to my mum what I'd heard. And mum said, yeah, that'll probably be right. Ignore her. Mum, I was very lucky that mum wasn't like, you know, well, kowtow and do your best and persuade her. You know, she was just, well, ignore it. Ignore the woman. So I was very lucky. But you shouldn't do that with kids. In a way, it doesn't matter. But if you want it correcting, then they should correct it. But not to differentiate people on that basis. On, I think it was a Tuesday afternoon, there was some, for some reason, it was on a Tuesday afternoon, you had, some out of her class had to move out. I don't know why. And they were put into another class, and it was always the Catholics. She couldn't get rid of them fast enough. It was shocking. Shocking, but you get used to it. That happens. The mayor of New York was eating fries today during his press conference. You think that's worse? During a press conference, was he promoting these fries or something? Or was this just, you know, he didn't have time to eat, so he thought he'd do it during the press conference? A lot of controversial figures are actually incredibly charismatic, says D. And such an effect on helping you get to the top, being likeable, seems to be the most important thing. I totally agree. And I think that's what Boris was going for, both in terms of, well, you know, I'll be known as Boris. Also, you know, that Boris is bad enough, but he's also now Bojo, as in Bo from Boris and Joe from Johnson. So Bojo or Bongo, as Simon christened him. But it is a bit, yeah, he just wants to be liked, or at least tolerated, so he gets in, and he did. So it was a long road, but he did. The best of Boris drunk. Oh, good grief, we'll have to sit down and enjoy that later. Absolutely. Let's have a look. You watch it after the show. Enjoy it after the show. Read the MacBook Pro, believe it's the first gen butterfly keyboard. As soon as they make a fundamental change like that, something seems to break fundamentally in another area. You'd think, well, it's just the keyboard. And then there's a knock-on effect. So I'm actually quite mindful of first-gen products if you are intending to keep it for years and years. And I think with a MacBook Pro, you are. But there again, the other side of that would be, if you are buying a product like that, you want to wait until it's the new one because you don't want to get the last version of the old one. Unless there's a particular reason to get the last version of the old one, like the iMac. Oh, I thank the Lord every day I took that decision, because these new ones might need to settle down before I could even think of using them. So I am very happy with the decision I made. And I would have also thought that there was a way. There was a Vesa plate that you could put. Anthony said he's got a Vesa plate on one of his iMacs. You know, the logo's never been a problem before, so why is it a problem now? Could you not give them an option to have a blank one if you want to put a Vesa plate on it? Because if you've not got the Vesa plate, then you're just missing the logo. Because you're never, ever going to have that sideways. So it doesn't make any sense at all. But you know Apple. They've got their own little mind going on. Yes, I know. I said that. And then the wheels fell off. Settle down. Yes, you might well look at me like that. Don't waste a milk bottle, use it as a murder weapon. Yes, we talked about that the other day, didn't we? Oh, it's dangerous, dangerous stuff. Well, by some quirk of time travel, we managed to have got to Thursday, which means that tomorrow is Two Show Friday. How did this happen? And I think I've got about another 19 sessions between now and then. But never mind, it'll all get done. And I might even get an email written if I really, really concentrate hard, which I promise I will do. Anthony's never had his sideways, plus if I did, you didn't think he could live with the logo on the side, which could be why they've moved it. But is there a way around that? Could you put a Twizzling logo on it? It just looks odd without it. Let's just put it like that. It looks odd without it. And most people, because you've got to make the decision as to whether you're having a Vesa plate or not, at the point that you buy it, then surely you could have on that glass, because it's a glass front, You can have the thing engraved. I don't know where they put the engraving. Why can't they just do it on demand if people want it? And I would think that the majority of people would want it. Whether you agree with, like, you know, advertising the manufacturer or not, because you're so used to seeing it, it just looks really bare. I think if I had a choice and I was buying it, I would probably say, yes, put the logo on it. It just completes it as far as I'm concerned. But I would say Timmy knows best, but time will prove that one way or the other. So I'm going to head off and catch another session, and I will be back with you tomorrow. So for the moment, it is good night from me, and I will say good night from Mike, and we will both see you next time. Stay safe, guys.